時間になりました。
The psychological battle action series about people getting forced into a deadly survival game is confirmed to be getting an anime that will broadcast in 2024, titled Tatsu Ketsu. A teaser video was also unveiled with Tatsuo Sato serving as director and series composer for the show, which will be produced by Satellite. The story follows a group of five in a world where people have suddenly disappeared. A mysterious self-proclaimed emperor gathers five people together through anonymous messages and has them participate in a game. Participants answer the question, "Do you want to live or die?" The game has only one rule. Majority dies. Tatsu Ketsu seems like another one of those really badly made death games where everyone dies in some kind of screwed up way but has no story to back up the deaths or the reason for the death game. Unfortunately, I was not able to get a hold of the source material for this series, so I can only speculate on what this anime will be like. From the trailer, there is a very clear Squid Game vibe with the so-called emperor being the game host and giving orders to the players, with the stakes being their life. The biggest problem with every death game series is its mechanics, the motivations, and how such a game was even made possible. While of course there are some elements that can be overlooked, considering the nature of the genre being supernatural, but if made too nonsensical, then the entertainment factor drops drastically. And unfortunately, Tatsu Ketsu might also fall under this very category, as I see some kind of Yu-Gi-Oh card monster summoning technique being used, which might turn out to be the interesting element of the show, but could very well turn out to be the guillotine that would leave gaping holes in the narrative that undermine the overall impact. The animation does look good and Satellite are usually consistent with their works, so that's a plus point. The next factor that would determine the watchability of this series would be the psychological games, which I sure hope does not follow the formulaic manner, but considering the series was written in 2013, which doesn't necessarily translate to being predictable, it is possible that the story and the fun stuff are all outdated. Well, despite my rant on the possible assertion of this being another bad anime, all due to my previous experience of watching bad death game animes, I still am someone who is looking forward to some good psychological tricks, battles, and will be the first to stand in queue if Tatsu Ketsu does deliver some good mind games and action.